A very good evening. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Special thanks to our host, Southeast Hebrew Congregation in Silver Spring, Maryland. Yuma, Pei Zion, Yuma 87A, pagination, page 173. We will start on the facing page, so we're on Pei Vav Amud Beis 86B, pagination 172. About eight lines into the wide lines, towards the middle of a line, Hechidami Bal Tshuva. We're going to talk real practical about doing tshuva, a very good, almost concluding session for Meseches Yuma dealing with Yom Kippur. So the Gemara says as follows, Hechidami Bal Tshuva, what is the definition of a true Bal Tshuva? Amar Rav Yehuda, Rav Yehuda said, Kigon Shabbos Liyado Devar Aveira Pa'am Rishono Shnia V'nitzal Haymenu. For example, the person was tempted with the exact same thing as he once succumbed, and this time he was saved. So he was just as hungry, just as desolate, just as desperate, and everybody else is ordering the burgers at the ball game, and this time he didn't. The Nitzal Heimena is actually a fascinating wording. It doesn't say V'niskaber and he was strong. V'Nitzal Mimena and he was saved. Hashem helped him. And he got saved. And this actually gets into a fascinating discussion that a Baal Teshuva is not allowed to bring himself to the same situation as he was once tested, to test it out and see if this time I can do it. He's not allowed to test himself. Loli de nisayon, we daven every morning. But if Hashem knows that he has changed and he is strong, then Hashem sets him up for it and he goes through it with flying colors and he turns around afterwards and says, wow, that was Hashem's gift to let me know that I'm a changed person. Now, keep in mind, just by the way, totally aside on an aside on an aside. Yeah, we're out on a limb now. But today's Baalei Tshuva are not the same as the Baal Tshuva necessarily that the Gemara is describing. Gemara is describing a person who grew up knowing about observance, deviated for whatever reason. I think it's called the Yetzirah or something. And then he wants to do Teshuva. A Baal Tshuva of today, who did not grow up from, may or may not follow the exact same protocol. There might be certain differences. But either way, this is the concept of Tshuva, that you could encounter the same thing and be saved. Machvi Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda made a motion, which was clear what he meant. He explained it. Ba'osa Isha, the same woman is available. Ba'osa Perek, same situation, but also Malcolm in the same place. He could get away with it again. And he doesn't do it. Rav Yehuda, Rav Rami. Rav Yehuda said, Rav had the following kasha. On the one hand, it says, Ashre nisui feshe kisui chata'o. Praised is the person who hides his sin. Uksiv, and on the other hand it says, Mechasa Peshav lo yatzliach. A person who hides his sin will not succeed. He's got to be open about it. Skip to the next line. Rav Zutter Bar Tuvya, Amar Rav Nachman gave a resolution to this contradiction. Are you supposed to hide the sin or be open about it? And he said, Kan ba'avero shebin adam lachavero, in averos, violations of interpersonal, you're supposed to be open about it. That's part of the tshuva. Kan ba'aveiro shebin adam la'makom, if it's between you and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's a private thing in your own vidui, quietly. But publicly, there's no such thing as publicizing such averos. It's only if you sinned between you and HaKadosh Baruch Hu it's only if it's you and interpersonal that you would be public, that you would let the person know what you did to them. And that's the theme of today's blot. What are you supposed to do if you have to ask a person to forgive you? Let's take a look. Pei Zayin Amud Aleph. We're about 15 lines from the bottom. The last word on the line is the word afilu. Mm-hmm. And we climb into that very line just a little bit. Amar Rabbi Yitzchak said, Kolamaknit es chaveru. A person caused pain to his fellow through words. Afilu bedvarim. Words. Right? What's the ditty? Sticks and stones can break my bones, but words will never hurt me. What a nice lie. Tzarech lefaiso. You got to appease the person. You got to ask them for forgiveness. Shenemar, the pasuk says, Bini, my son, imarafta l'reyecho, if you become indebted to another person, what kind of indebtedness? That you wronged them, either with money or with your words, bi'imrei ficha. You need to get forgiveness. At the end of the next line, v'im lav, and if you can't do it easily, harba alav reyim, increase friendship. You try to bond with the person, and you get your friends to appeal to him that he should forgive you, but use the tool called friendship to try to set it right. Rav Chisda says that you go in front of three rows of people. There's a whole strategy which is actually, much of the outline is brought in halacha. Skip down about three lines, middle of the line, v'imeis, if the person already passed on. Mevi asara b'nei adam, you bring 10 people, u'ma'amidan al kivro, and you stand them by his grave, v'omer, and you say, Chatasi l'Hashem Elokei Yisrael ulipploni shechavalti bo. I sinned to Hashem and to so-and-so, the deceased person that you're appealing to for forgiveness. I wronged him. And the question is, what does it accomplish to stand by his grave and do that? So if we get real metaphysical, okay. But there's another dimension here, which gets into the core of this topic, that the person, when he appeals for forgiveness, he identifies his sin and he gets embarrassed. He needs to take the bull by the horns, and this is not Yemaychomi. Yeah? So Erev Yom Kippur, everybody's Yemaychomi.
Right.
So that's great, and the Paiskim say that's very nice for low grade Averis. Where, you know, if you ask them all year, so where are you coming from? You must have wronged me, and it's going to do more fallout than good. But the honest truth, real tshuva, is to be upfront about it and to work it through. Now, there's a fascinating quote. Rav Moshe Sternbach brings it in Moadim Uzmanim from Rav Dessler, from Rabbi Yisrael Salanter, that just because you need tshuva doesn't mean you could hurt another person. So if going over to the person and telling him, I called you a doofus in public, is going to make him feel worse, so you did whatever you did, Yeshkeach, thank you very much for that chet. And now you're going to do another chet. So you're in a bind. You're in a terrible bind. You have a chet, you want to do tshuva, and the only way to do tshuva would be to articulate and do another chet and cause him more tsar. So you're stuck. You can't do tshuva in the fullest sense. You can't do it, because doing it would mean that I insult him again. I hurt him again. So you're stuck with the Erev Yom Kippur. That's Pashit, the best you can do for tshuva, but we have to be aware that that's not the real tshuva. The real tshuva is to stand up in public and say, I did wrong. And that's heavy. Okay. Part of this is proved from a story that we have here, two stories. If you'll skip down to five lines from the bottom of the page, the third word on the line, Reb Zeira. Reb Zeira gavale milsa ba'adei inish. Reb Zeira would have, if he had a fallout with somebody, had an issue with somebody, someone wronged him, have a chalifetani lekamei. He would make sure to, you know, be hanging out near where the person was. Umamtzile, make himself available to the person. Because sometimes it's easier for somebody. In our time, it's, you know, I couldn't pick up the phone and call you. In their time, it would be to actually go to your house and knock on the door. Sometimes it's easier when you see a guy in hallway in shul. Oh, I was thinking of, I wanted to ask you mechila. Oh. So Reb Zeira did that kindness and he made it available, right? The difference between Moshe and Bilam, the difference between Hashem looking out to find you, to speak to you, versus Bilam, the description of a mikra. I just chanced upon you on the sidewalk, so I had something to tell you. By the way, you won the lottery. You know, just... So Reb Zeira set the tone so that the person could do the tshuva. So that the person should come and apologize. Okay. Rav havalei milsa ba'adei ahu tapcha. Rav once had an incident, a fallout. Someone wronged him, and that person was a butcher. Lo osa lekamei. And he never came the whole year to apologize. B'mala yoma de kipuri, it was Erev Yom Kippur. Omar iu ezela nola for you say lei. Rav said, I'm going to go to him to make it easier for him to appease me. Poge be Rav Huna. Rav Huna encountered him. Amalei lecha kaz omar, where you going, Erev Yom Kippur? Amalei lefliusi leplanya, to work it out with so-and-so. Omar, he said, ozil abo lemiktal nafsha. You're going there. You're going there to kill him. You don't realize it. You think you're going there to get appeasement. You're going to kill him. Azal, Rav went, v'kami lavei, and he stood near there to make himself available. The guy should be able to, oh, by the way, have a Yosef v'kapali reisha. The person was breaking bones of the head of an animal. Dali einei lifted his eyes, v'chazye, and he saw Rav. Amalei, and he said, Abba! Adzil, get out of here. Leslie Milsabadach, I have nothing to talk to you about. Bahadi de Kapali Reshe, as he's still splitting the head with his tools, Ishtamit Garma, a bone shot out, Umachye Bikoe Vikatle, and hit him in the throat and killed him. And Rav Huna was right. His intuition, his clarity was, you're going to try to make up with this guy. He's not going to buy in. And you're Rav, the Gadol Hador, and this guy's going to have it coming to him. You think you're going to appease, you're going to kill him. But Rabbi Yitzchak Blazer asks, I mean, if these Gedolim wanted appeasement, why didn't they just sit in their own room and say Tefillah Zaka and be done with it? But again, you see there's some level that in order to construct real tshuva, real appeasement, really working it out, requires a dialogue. And even the person who's been hurt, who reaches great lofty levels privately, still doesn't achieve what we're looking for. And they wanted to achieve it. Rav Huna says, you're not going to be able to. And there are times that the Mefarshim are telling us, you won't be able to. You're going to hurt people more by trying. But ideally, correctly, and certainly if the person knows about it, and certainly if the person is still hurt by it, put it on the table and try to work it out. Yashar Koach, have a great evening.